This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that Operation Sindoor has lent a new confidence and enthusiasm to the fight against terrorism across the world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi praised the valor displayed by armed forces during Operation Sindoor. He lauded the precision and accuracy with which the armed forces destroyed the terrorist hideouts across the border. He said the whole country is united against terrorism today and filled with resolve to end it.
Operation Sindoor ke dauran hamari senaon ne jo parakram dikhaya hai usne har hindustani ka sir uncha kar diya hai. Jis satikta ke sath hamari senaon ne seema paar ke aatankwadi thikano ko dhwast kiya वो अद्भुत है. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने दुनिया भर में आतंक के खिलाफ लड़ाई को नया विश्वास और उत्साह दिया.
The Prime Minister emphasized that Operation Sindoor is not just a military mission, but a picture of the nation's resolve and courage. He added that this has infused the whole country with a sense of patriotism and has painted it in the hues of the tricolor. Mr. Modi noted that Tiranga Yatras were organized in many cities, villages and small towns of the country. Thousands of people came out holding the tricolor to honor the country's armed forces.
Desh ke kai shahron mein Tiranga Yatraen nikali gayi. Hazaron log haathon mein Tiranga lekar desh ki sena uske prati vandan abhinandan karne nikal pade. Kitne hi shahron mein civil defense volunteer banne ke liye badi sankhya mein yuva ekjut ho gaye. Operation Sindoor ne desh ke logon ko itna prabhavit kiya hai ki kai parivaron ne ise apne jeevan ka hissa bana liya.
The Prime Minister stressed that Indian soldiers destroyed terror bases with indomitable courage, with weapons, equipment and technology made in India. He said this also included the resolve of Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Prime Minister found it heart-touching that parents have pledged to buy only made-in-India toys for their children. In today's episode of Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister shared that a bus has reached Gadchiroli's Katejari village for the first time. Mr. Modi said a bus could never apply to the village earlier, as this village was affected by Maoist violence. The Prime Minister also expressed happiness that the results of Dantewada district in the 10th and 12th standard examinations have been excellent. Mr. Modi expressed pride that the flag of education is flying high in Dantewada, where Maoism was once at its peak. The Prime Minister was pleased to share with the listeners of Mann Ki Baat that the population of lions in Gir, Gujarat has increased from 674 to 891 in just 5 years. Mr. Modi noted that the rise in the population of the Asiatic lion shows that a sense of ownership in the society leads to results. Speaking about the recently organized Rising Northeast Summit, the Prime Minister said the Northeast is extraordinary. He mentioned crafted fibers, saying that it is a beautiful confluence of Sikkim's tradition, the art of weaving and fashion. Crafted fibers was started by a person who was a veterinary doctor by profession. In today's episode, Mr. Modi also mentioned 65-year-old Jeevan Joshi from Haldwani, Uttarakhand. In childhood, polio affected his legs, but his imagination led him to creating beautiful art pieces from the dry bark of pine trees. Mr. Modi said, artists like Jeevan Joshi remind people that nothing is impossible with a strong will. Talking about World Bee Day celebrated on the 20th of this month, the Prime Minister said he observed that during the last 11 years, a sweet revolution has taken place in beekeeping in India. The Prime Minister gave the example of Koria district of Chhattisgarh, where tribal farmers have created a pure organic honey brand named Sonhani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is presiding over the meeting of Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of National Democratic Alliance ruled states in New Delhi. The meeting is a day-long brainstorming session on good governance issues. The Election Commission today announced by-polls to 5 assembly constituencies of Gujarat, Kerala, Punjab and West Bengal. The notification for the by-polls will be issued tomorrow and nominations can be filed until the 2nd of next month, with scrutiny scheduled for 3rd June. And that is the end of this news bulletin.